So good afternoon, one and all present here. I need to correct in my profile that I'd completed my PhD in 2019 from Charleset University. Apart from that, I'd worked with a certain research funded project with the IoT based application, blockchain based applications, and the big data analytics. And my major research area with the graph theoretical analytics was because I did my PhD in that direction only. Now, I'll just correlate my session with the previous session, Commander Himanshu from DRDO. He presented the certain things where the deep learning or the machine learning approach are used. And the last question of Commander Bridgeswal as well as the other members that, like, rather than we are currently we are more focusing on the machine learning, transfer learning, and ensemble learning and all. But whenever apply those models, before that, those models are related to the one specific knowledge only. So if you want to custom, if you want to apply those things with the other aspect, you need to customize it according to your need. What about the pattern recognitions or the knowledge reusability? If I'm having the same knowledge and those things, if I'm going to apply with the model, how does it work? So moreover, I'll move on with the topic related with the pattern recognitions as well as the how the graph theoretical analysis will help you. So these are the outlines of my today's talk, where I discuss about the graph analytics algorithm. Graph theoretical analysis and the three case study where I had work, and the certain research opportunity with respect to the maritime network analysis as well as the quantum community detections. So the connections between the data are as important as the data itself. Like whenever one wants to work with the trajectory systems, on that time also, our data are the interconnect to the each other. The Wesel related data or the IoT application data or the trajectory system data, weather data, like the sir has asking one of the question like, where I'm going to collaborate the two different things, whether the Wesel data as well as the weather forecasting data. So what about those things? So for development of any of the application, your most of the data are interconnected to the each other. As far as the complex network is concerned, the complex networks are, these are the certain major complex network where the food web, a brain network or the brain graph is one of the complex network in the world. I'd be the airlines data, it's maybe in the second position because they that also consider as in one of the complex network. So brain graph also one of the complex network where too much research is going on. My certain research work are in this direction where the how graph theoretical application can apply for the brain graph. That are the web scraping related things, the WW or the how the web data can be used, transportation systems, protein structure. The protein structure will help you for the find out the communication between the protein and protein to protein interaction and how discover the appropriate drugs. So a protein structure will help you in that direction. Brain networks will help you early detection in the Alzheimer's as in disease, autism, epilepsy. So this will be a help you to identify the patterns. Okay, so like by the CT scan or the by the MRI data, one can take a image for the specific time only. Time T, I'll take the CT scan, and time T, I had the MRI data, and from that I'm supposed to read the data. But most of the brain graph, rather than if you wish to learn from that brain graph, the preferable data source is the fMRI, that is the frequency MRI data, which I'll discuss later part. So these are the certain complex network where community detection or the how one can identify the cluster are the one of the challenging issue. As I mentioned, the connected data have the lots of detail, which form the this use of data connection has created a many industrial leader. Like if you are aware with that, Google has used your web page link, and whenever it's provide the search engine optimization on that time, they are using a page rank algorithm. Am I right? So what this page rank algorithm does is going to provide, it's going to identify that how many are the inbound link, outbound link. So I'm going to check the connections between the two pages with respect to the whether a one page is referring to the other page, or the a specific Narma University page or a page are refer how many different number of pages. So they are using a page ranking algorithm. They get an idea of this page rank algorithm from the game, as in football, like how a player can pass the ball to the each and individual player. And from that they get the idea. So page rank algorithm are, so this is one of the leader where use the graph database. So I'm talking about the where this graph analysis or graph data are used and where those approaches are using. The second one is the LinkedIn, where you have the simple connection between the a user. User might be connected with the employer. So I can provide the connectivity as in this user is connected with the employer. So it's a relation as an employee. Apart from that, the user might be a friend of the other user. So if I'm going to retrieve the only the friend list of the specific request, with the RDBMS data, you need to provide the certain join query or the query which are the quite expensive, because when you perform the join query, they are the do a Cartesian product, and from that you need to require the lots of memory utilization, and those query are not performed very well. So towards that complex network, the LinkedIn also use the graph data to retrieve the information. Amazon for the product review, a specific product or the recommendation system, majority time they are using the graph analysis system. So I'll take in this snap, like how already the Commander Himanshu also mentioned that a maritime data also represent, but they are mentioned with the trajectory things and not mentioned about the how those routes work, whether they are using a graph based approach or not. So I've not get those things from his presentation. So one of the researchers had worked with the marine time traffic data, where they converted this information into the graph form. So it's a Betalix data is there, and it's going to provide the data generation of the AIC for the 8 weeks. So it's providing the communication happen over here in a form of graph. So from that, one can identify that whether a particular vessel or the other ports are using the a proper connection or not, how they are divided to the each other, what's the cluster in between. Okay, so many things can be retrieved from this representation of your data in a graph form. So when most of the time we are either store our data in a RDBMS or a CSV file. So how I'm supposed to store information so that I can easily retrieve or analyze those things. That is the key point. This is a previous example related with the marine time. A second one with the social network data of the military applications. So as far as the social analysis has been used to show the enemy network and the relationship. If you from the social network, if you want to identify what are the relationship between those things or the user profile, you need to accurately represent the using the weighted layer. You need to have a with weighted relationship, what type of relation they have in the network. In order to identify the key player, like create the influence in your network. Like sometimes a certain message are put on the Twitter, identify who is the key player to post a such kind of activity and what is the perception behind that. So to find out the such kind of suspicious activity also, a particular effect of the can be realized. So one can be realize those things. The slide is, I'm happy with that. The slide is quite correlate with the content present by the SOR. Like he mentioned the different types of data, if I'm not wrong. He mentioned the vessel data, maritime data, sea sensor data, ocean weather data, and the geospatial data, if I'm not wrong. So a next wave of this competitive advantage will all about the use this connection to provide the actionable insights. So like what we are doing, rightly we are working on the 2 to 3 separate system, and later on we'll try to correlate those things. So how I'm supposed to use all this information together, how I'm going to provide the connectivity between those things and get the detail. So we're getting my point, yes or no? So like these are the different data set you have. I want to form a data in a graph format and try to provide the relationship between those two data set. And from that two data set, either you can form a cluster, even though you can form a pattern among them. So these are the certain actionable insights related to that. And this fall under the unsupervised learning, because the community detections, it's already mentioned, whenever you find out the certain activity, those patterns should be densely connected as in community. So if you have such a network, it's your perception that what you're supposed to find. If you want to find the community of vessel data or the type of vessel, so you are going to find a community related with the vessel data only. So each and individual component is work as in community. You need to define the property, what property I'm supposed to work, and accordingly using some identify those things. So definitions for the community detections or any clustering method, those are the DBSCAN is the it's use the some other aspect for the anomaly detection as well. But the definition of the community detection is what? It's always a subjective where unsupervised learning may work. So this already I had mentioned with the first slide of the complex network. Like a clustering methods on a graph, it's predominantly emphasized on the topological structure. If you look at that, like if I'm having a certain graph, if I'm going to find the cluster among them, I'll simply check the topology, whether how they are connecting. Might be undergone with the other topic as in cluster coefficient or the find the central degree of centrality and other things. So those things, the central, this can be find out among them. So many scientific and commercial application have the complicated structure and does not have a sequential pattern. Like all the trajectory system does not have a sequential pattern like plot A to B, B to C and C to D. It may be possible from A to B, it might be a C, B to C, and then after C to E. It may possible. Am I right? That's according to the weather condition, you need to select the some other path that may possible. So all these problems or these applications are not a sequential manner. They require additional effort. Like one of the classic application of the brain graph where my domain is, it helps the development of the new methodology to precise and pass the understand the modularity in the human brain to check its function and the behavioral analysis of human being and the functional analysis. So with that behavioral analysis, the functional system will provide you a behavioral analysis of any human being or the early detection of any kind of disease. As I'd mentioned with the protein networks also, it's check the interaction and provide the support of early stage of treatment for the disease and related drug discovery. So during the COVID time also, during the 3 months, the researcher working on the check the protein structure and the interaction and identify the suitable pair for the same. So without that, it's not possible. So to modeling and generating a graph-based approach, you need to focus on the structure. The structure over as a topology. How A connected B, B is C, C is D and all. Then after the property, if I'm consider a user as in a student, a user as in faculty, how user and students connected? So user as faculty is mentor of that specific student. So you need to provide the attribute. Apart from that, weight, like the weightage might be a for the job recommendation system. I need to check rather than the user's friend list, I need to check a weightage, or I need to provide the certain weightage to his education system. Yes or no? So that should be a depend on the weight. It's also a direction, whether it's a bidirectional or the unidirectional, and it's maybe a directed or undirected, become an important task. So a big data analytics refer the process of collecting, organizing, analyzing the large data set to discover the different pattern and useful information. Like in certain DSS applications also over there, a Spark is used. So Spark also have the inbuilt graph library, and through that one can analyze the detail with the graph ML. So with the ML, the approach or library of graph ML is also available. So you can work with that. Deep learning also have the certain library, that is a GNN, graph neural network, graph recurrent neural network. So you can think upon that direction whenever you use the such library. So I'll show the one of the case study related with the brain network. So as I mentioned, rather than take the MRI data, so the fMRI is the time series data, which after the pre-processing will get the parcellation. The parcellation is the only technique. I'll simply divide in a different chunks. The graph is going to divide into the different chunks. Those call as in small world. Your human brain, it's going to a neurological functioning is going to divide into the different chunks, and those parcellation base, the time cross extraction will be there. So over here, various kind of signalings, alpha, beta, and gamma, and we need to check those extraction. We need to convert into the correlation matrix and binarize it. And after that, you can form the brain functionals. What exactly the fMRI is going to check your how the blood flow in your nerve system. So this fMRI is going to check the blood flow in your neurons. And the epilepsy is the kind of things, like if the blood flow is stopped somewhere, it might be that user or that patient get the epileptic attack. Okay, with the Parkinson's as a disease, whether you are in the early stage of the Parkinson or the early stage of the Alzheimer's, if you do a certain kind of neuro, means physio related to the brain, you can get the treatment in early stage. So this will be a useful in such kind of application. So over here, whatever the brain network form, you need to identify a cluster among them. So I had worked with the community detection. So I'll later on discuss my proposed model and what I propose and which is published and have the citation, number of citation. Later part, I'll demonstrate this thing. Once I have a network graph or the graph of the brain network, how, what kind of graph theory will be applied. So as I mentioned, these are the same point. This graph theory applications have the either neurological disorder or the human cognition. So under the human neurological disorder, the disease like the Alzheimer, multiple sclerosis, epilepsy, autism will be a fall. And wherever with the human cognition, if you want to do a behavior analysis, like a certain time, whenever you identify any enemy and he wants to do a behavioral analysis, certain tools are available with the forensic department. Apart from that, if you wish to do a behavioral analysis of that person, one can use such kind of applications as well. So whenever you work with this graph data, what are the computation measures? How I'm supposed to select that how I'm going to proceed or analyze the graph. So for that, one parameter is the clustering coefficient, where I need to identify that what are the in degree or out degree in between, what is the central node, and the coefficient I need to identify. This is the coefficient of this particular other node. You need to find out the modularity as well. So how one can divide the graph in a different or do the partition of the graph. So that the various approach are used for the graph partitioning. Those who undergone with the course as in graph theory might be heard about the mean cut, max cut, vertex cut, a cut. Okay, so whenever I want to divide a graph in a separate section, how one can form those modules. The shortest path is the for the trajectory system. So I had already my work is published related with the shortest path also. Like the Dijkstra is one of the algorithm for the shortest path finding. Then same way, like it's going to fix the it's going to check the weight, and accordingly it's going to check the find out the path. What I did, I'll check the similarity between those two nodes. So rather than a weight, I'm going to check how those two nodes which I am interconnected, how they are similar to each other, and accordingly if it's the similarity is the higher, accordingly I'll select that connect to the that specific node. So rather than over here, if it's the weight as in 3 or 2, and later part wo 3 2 par hi agar aap move kar rahe ho, and might be if those node are maybe connected with the other dense node, so might be you have chosen the some incorrect path. So rather than the shortest is the one of the parameter, shortest plus similarity weights, I need to select the path. So the work which I work with did here. Apart from that, the regular or the small world or the random random one can define to the randomness to increase the coefficient. And you need to provide the assertive and decisive, like how. What are the responsible parameter to disconnect from this graph, and what are the issue happen over here? So now one more case study things related with the graph theoretical analysis of the military application, where the interconnected operational environments always there. Like military applications are the strategy planning, it's not all the things can be decided by the military standalone. Am I right or wrong? There are the certain influence of political party, yes, a social, informational, infrastructure, economy. So I need to identify the operational COG over here. The center of gravity is what for this kind of application? Center of gravity is the military as well as the government. Other are the it's not that much priority. The two center of gravity for the military applications are political party as well as the military, and how I can identify how they are joined together and take the corrective actions. So from the network, I need to identify social network that what kind of influence are there, and from that what the next plan for the operation. So as I mentioned, various criteria for the community detection, whatever the partitioning is does, it's only if you have a graph, you simply partition based on that measure as in modularity, coefficient and all. But apart from that, whenever you wants to provide the categorization, that can be a node centric, group centric, network centric and the hierarchy centric. So node centric means you just simply check the modularity, click and all, nodal degree. Whatever with the group centric, you simply check that how dense it is. Okay, how it's, they are connected to the other node, and accordingly you just form a community. The second network centric, and I'd work with the network centric community detection. So among them, I'll only work with the one of the specific domain as in network centric with the clustering based on the vertex similarity. So I need to check the what are the similarity between those two nodes, and accordingly form their cluster, or accordingly find out the behavior of a specific human being. Let's move on with the various case study where I had worked, and it's already in a it's implemented. First one is the publish, and two are in the pipeline. Okay, so the data set might be have the node list, age list, and the weightage attribute. It may possible if you have your data as an RDBMS, what you can do to convert into the graph database, the two data or the two like a data related with the student and student enroll in the one of the course. Okay, so student and course are the two node, and the student enrollment is formed as in relationship or call as in age. So if you don't have a direct information of complete node list, age list, or this weight, you can transform those into the graph manner. Now, as far as my approach is concerned, what I did, I simply find out for a specific node, how many are the common node in between. So it's not a Jaccard similarity. Jaccard similarity, it's only check the intersection. So with the graph data, like document-based database, mein, if you're going to use the cosine similarity or Jaccard, it works. But with the graph database, for this triangular, just try to calculate your own. If I'm going to find the how these three nodes are similar, topological. So how many common nodes are there? Two nodes. So 2 divided by 3, it's around 66. So for all three nodes, thank you. So over here, the sorry for interruption. Okay, sorry for the thing. So as I mentioned, if I'm going to mention this thing with the Jaccard similarity, if I'm going to check the topological structure, it's tell me that the 6 is not similar to the 7 with that. So what I did, I'll add some other parameter, weighted parameter, and if the 6 is connected with the 7 and 5, and 5 is connected with the 7, I'll consider all the parameter, and for this for my proposed work, I'd get the 100% similarity in a case of graph representation. So that similarity measure is applicable for the graph kind of data, because majority time whenever I use the such kind of, like for the k-means clustering also, you use the cosine similarity and make the cluster among them to check the centrality and all. But not always for each and individual domain, such kind of measurement are applicable. So you need to understand, first of all, what type of data it is, how they are connected to each other, and accordingly provide the measurement. So after that, as I mentioned, the one parameter is a connected graph. Second is the how a node 9 is connected to the 1. So there are the multiple paths, 9 to 8 and 8 to 1. 9 to 8, 2 and 1. Okay, so what is the reliable path? Now, as far as the application of armed force is concerned, you are more focused on their reliability rather than their shortest path. Okay, you, for your trajectory system, your focus is not that I'm supposed to select the path that is the shortest one. You need to check how these two nodes are or the ports are reliable or whether it's under my trajectory or not. And if I'm going to check the certain influence of the weather data, whether it's reliable currently as per the weather condition, it's the appropriate or not. So you need to identify a path based on, rather than the weighted mention over here, the similarity you have. So based on the similarity of 9 to 8 and 8 to 1, I need to select the appropriate path. So that is my work which I did. And for the disconnected, it's a zero. There is no such similarity. But with the context similarity is what? Context similarity is mentioned the attribute. So I need to check first of all a topological structure. Second is the property. So what type of vessel it is, like so consider the marine time analysis. So type of vessel, I need to select the, according to the type of vessel, I need to select the direction and find the specific path. So you need to consider second part is the context similarity or the what type of attribute you have and how they are similar to each other and form the colorability. For my implementation work, I had used the 7 and 3, 7 for the topological and 3 for 0.7 and 0.3. And after that, formed the cameroid clustering, and which is formed the cluster. And if you locate that resultant data, that is one aspect I had applied over here. So hope you understand this is the one of the proposed work where I proposed the three different things. One is the topological structure, similarity between the topological structure, similarity between the attributes base and a shortest path calculation. It's not based on the random path I'd selected, but I rather than use the path based on the given weight, based on the measurement, I'll choose the specific path. Now, let's move on with the second case study. Where I had used the graph analytics as the this is the work in the collaboration of Commander Bharat Jaiswal I'm doing. It's completed and it's in a pipeline currently. So over here, so predicting any of the flight delay, there are the multiple parameters are associated. This is one of the complex network of the airline. The parameters for the flight delay, it's maybe a weather datum, maybe a security checking. Okay, so various parameters are there and one needs to find out the appropriate path. Apart from that, you need to, first of all, if you find out the delay parameter, you need to predict whether the flight is delay or not. After that, you need to find out the appropriate path for the reach to the destination, source to destination. And for what kind of application, actually I did this work. There's an application as an organ transformation, like those who require any organ, and if you want to, that should be delivered within a stipulate amount of time, like within a 24 hours, you need to, or it's a type of organ. So at max 24 hours, you need to transport that organ to one place to the another place. So on that time, you either you need to depend on the connected flight as well, like maybe a one stop or the multiple stop for, like if any kind of delay in a direct connected flight, you need to depend on the other route. So for that, you require a flight delay parameter to select the path. So this is our work. So as a data source, we chosen the data as in Bureau of Transport System, that is the BTS, and the NOAA for the oceanic weather data, and form those two data together and provide the data cleaning. And for the cleaning, some way we require a mean value, sometime we require the duplicate data we need to remove. Okay, and once I'll perform this cleaning cycle, for the prediction, we'll not consider a data for the at 12 months. Okay. Like what happened when I train our model on that time, what we identify, you get like majority of delay are happened as far as the US city is concerned, it happened in the August month only. So to make our model accurate, what we did, we'll consider a data of us airlines where the transportation is for, it's of the August month. Because majority of delay over there, okay. So after cleaning the data, we'll calculate the delay rather than the one parameter as in weather. Majority of published work or proposed work have identified a flight prediction based on the weather delay, because majority time the flight is delayed due to the weather condition only. But apart from that, I'll select the air carrier delay, NAS delay, or the security delay, or the extreme delay. So there are the certain things, and apply the random forest algorithm, and which is going to provide the most wanted result. And our model has give us a 98% result currently, and which is in a pipeline to be published, or this consultancy ke liye kar rahe hain, wo bhi kabhi work hui. So this is a prediction model which we apply the things. Now it's not stop over here, because once I predict the delay, I need to identify a shortest path. So based on the prediction, the users, the certain API I have used, I'll mention certain programmatical aspect also, because we don't have the complete geo-encoded data. So we have used the here geo-encoded API to find out the latitude and longitude value of the given source and destination. After that, a Luthasna API will provide the airport code of nearest location. So because we don't have a direct access of other things, so we are dependent on currently a certain API. So Luthasna API will provide us the a nearest location of the specific airport. Why those? Because as I mentioned, for the organ transportation, we require that the hospital is might be located in a Ahmedabad Sabarmati area, and the airport is might be a far away, a 30 minutes or the 40 minutes. So I need to identify where exactly the airport located from the my location. So I need to identify a nearest airport location. After that, a routing API, I'll apply over here my approach. So with the routing approach, we'll get the result, and this result will display on the Neo4j browser. So Neo4j is the NoSQL graph database. So you can store your data in a graph manner. So we display our record over there. So that is one of the approach. And apart from that, this is last case study. We are working on, we are working for the Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation for the waste collection system. They provided a real-time data as well as the some temporary data. The garbage collector trucks are collecting the garbage. Earlier they designed the smart dustbin. We had the discussion with them, but the certain issues with the smart dustbin is what? Like once they place the dustbin, what about the cleaning of that dustbin part? How that dustbin of like the sensors were attached, they are quite dirty and they are not able to receive the data. So currently they don't place a smart dustbin in a city, but for the testing purpose they provide it. And we are going to file one patent where we propose the idea about that smart dustbin with the cleaning aspect. So that is in a pipeline. So once a such thing will be done, our city might be have a smart waste management system also. Because once you make a smart waste management system, the waste collector should be a smart. Once, how it's going to detect that level of waste, whether it's a full or the half or the empty. Otherwise, what happened? Currently, the scenario is from start point to the end point, the garbage truck collector are collecting the garbage and reach to the a specific destination. So we are collecting a garbage based on the garbage is full or bin are full or not. Apart from that, it's not only a one parameter as in wellness full or not. The second parameter is sometime it happened that during the time of this testing, we identify that certain place the garbage bins are full quite early, like within 4 hours, within 5 hours. So need to identify a way, like the new replacement of a dustbin or the smart bin. So rather than just move on with this one single path, okay, yahan par daily itne time par route karna hai, you need to identify a corrective action also, like we need to do a monitoring, and after monitoring we'll get that okay, for this route you're supposed to require a replacement of the new bin, or according to the type of event you need to require the some new bins for that place. So these are the certain application where I'd work with respect to the graph analytics. I'd not directly work with any maritime application system, so I'm not able to discuss on that topic. With the AI-enabled optimized routing waste collection system, there are the certain path we identify. The approach we used for the garbage waste collection is the genetic algorithm as well as the k-mean clustering. So first of all, we form the graph, we'll form the semantic major, and done it. That same part. So as far as the research opportunity is concerned with respect to the marine time system, for the marine time network analysis, it can be a network formation. Whenever you form a network, you need to check the characteristic, connectivity, and the role of the various port. A network clustering, so you need to provide the connectivity level of a port in a cluster, connectivity of port between the cluster, and community detection of the port. So you need to identify a kind of port you have, and a dynamic network to changing the network characteristic and connectivity level. And those things can be provided used with the marine time shipping operation, which can be designed potential voyage for the heterogeneous port, high connectivity, immediate port, and evaluate with the total distance, total attraction, total important port, and the price. So it can be helped in that direction to find out those things. And second thing is, currently the wave of quantum computing or the quantum science also over there, how the quantum computing can be applied. So the research with respect to the quantum software network analysis, social network analysis, paving a way to the QCD, that is the quantum community detection, where a quantum community detection can do a graph partitioning and community detection for the quantum handler. So this are one of the research domain. Apart from that, quantum work for the noise analysis in a complex network. So if you want to check any kind of noise over there or not, the evaluation with the so I'd also evaluate my work with the evaluation parameter as an entropy and the density. So that are the evaluation parameter, and the swarm optimization and genetic algorithm also that. So this is all about the references where I'd refer. Thank you all.
Thank you, ma'am. I must